Mississippi River biologist Gretchen Benjamin is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Benjamin says over 20 years, 46 projects involving 1,200 miles of the Upper Mississippi have been completed. Benjamin says some of the more successful projects involve island and habitat building in Lower Pool 8 between Stoddard and Genoa.
We've seen response from ducks and other water birds, as well as a lot of fish. And if you're in the Stoddard area in the winter, you see a ton of ice fishermen out there enjoying the great ice fishery we have out there now.
Benjamin says about as many projects remain to be done as have been. Minnesota is involved in the partnership. Besides habitat building, the program includes river monitoring. Team leader Walter Popp is with the DNR field station in Lake City, Minnesota. Pop monitors fish, wildlife, vegetation, and water. He says the river is improved over the past 20 years in some respects, and in others not.
Oxygen has improved a lot of areas, and that's because of the number of wastewater treatment plants we have. Certainly the Twin Cities has cleaned up their water a lot, and so we have much better conditions for fish in terms of oxygen. One of the things that perhaps is getting worse is the sedimentation. People don't think of sediment as a pollutant. But the concern is that sediment is filling up our backwaters.
Federal funding for the EMP is authorized at $33 million a year, but is actually funded at $18 million a year. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.